At 8:06, you're listening to Morning Edition on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. More reaction that Dayton will not be getting one of the retiring NASA space shuttles. Earlier this morning, we heard from several who attended yesterday's event at the Air Force Museum. They expressed their disappointment, and Congressman Steve Austria said the decision was a disservice to the Midwest. Ron Kaplan with the National Aviation Hall of Fame agrees.
I was very hopeful. I really thought this was a lock for all the right reasons, too. So I'm stunned, and I'm pretty hot, and I don't know that I'll calm down anytime soon. I'm real eager to hear what the reasoning is behind these choices. It's totally skipped the heartland, skipped the Midwest, and skipped, you know, and in Dayton, Ohio, the birthplace of aviation, the aviation assets we have here, the way to tell the story.
Kaplan also pointed out that Dayton is easily reached by 60% of the U.S. population, so placing all of the shuttles on the east and west coast makes no sense. Democratic Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown agrees. He expressed his disappointment in a statement yesterday, saying he's confident the application met all the required criteria needed to bring the shuttle to Dayton. Brown says NASA ignored the intent of Congress and the interest of taxpayers, and that their directive was to consider regional diversity when determining shuttle locations. He adds that he's calling for a federal investigation into what he calls a flawed selection process.